Glory to God.
Never you forget it. And all this is put together by the help of who? The Holy Spirit. By the help of the Holy Spirit. God's positioning system. Hallelujah. Never you forget God's GPS. Amen. So today we are going to look at divine illumination, that is seeing eyes. Seeing eyes. Say it with me. Seeing eyes. Help me ask your neighbor, what do you see? Glory to God. It is better. You see, this is why it's important to follow God's instruction and not be bound by religiosity or doctrines that, oh, this is how a service should be. This is how it should go. When God says, praise me, you better praise him and not pray. Oh. Glory to God. When God says, pray, you better pray and not be praising. It's according to his divine instruction. Glory to God. You may pray and your prayer may work. But if he says praise, it is the praise that will work in that particular situation. Glory to God. That's what divine instruction does for you, because it keeps you in alignment with God's will at that time. And there is no way, if you follow God's instruction, it will end in celebrations for you. Can I hear a bigger amen? Amen. Glory to God. May God grant you hearing ears in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. And so, we said there are things that, different ways in which God actually directs us by instruction, by divine illumination. Glory to God. So he gives us hearing ears, seeing eyes, and an understanding heart. And also it requires an obedient spirit. Can you say it with me? What's the first one? Hearing ears. Seeing eyes. Glory to God. Never you forget it. And all this is put together by the help of who? The Holy Spirit. By the help of the Holy Spirit. God's positioning system. Hallelujah. Never you forget God's GPS. Amen. So today we are going to look at divine illumination, that is seeing eyes. Seeing eyes. Say it with me. Seeing eyes. Help me ask your neighbor, what do you see? Glory to God. Glory to God. Shall we open our Bibles to the book of 2 Kings chapter 6? And we're going to read verses 15 to 17. I have a twin text today. We're going to also read Revelation chapter 3 and verses 17 to 18. 2 Kings chapter 6. And we're starting from verse 15. Can you rise on your feet and let's honor the Lord, honor the word of God as we read together. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 15 to 17. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Shall we read? One to go. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Holy Spirit, thank you for what you're about to do today. You are at liberty to do that which only you can do. Our hearts and our minds are open to receive from you today. Let the word be revelatory and insightful, that everyone under the sound of my voice will be enriched, empowered, encouraged, challenged to be more than what they are right now, and that their lives will give glory to God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Before you sit down, open your Bible to Revelations chapter 3. Revelations 3, and we will read from verse 17. Revelations chapter 3, verses 17 to 18. Are you there? Say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So let's read. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Anoint thine eyes, that thou mayest see. I pray that the anointing to see will come upon you today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus as you take your seat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Divine illumination through spiritual insight. Hallelujah. Divine illumination through spiritual insight. Divine illumination occurs when God beams his light from within, not from outside. Everyone who is here, you have your physical sight. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
If I ask anyone what is the color of the dress that I'm wearing, you would tell me all the colors. Why? Okay, what is the dominant color in what I'm wearing? You will hear too now. Praise the Lord. How did you know it? How did you know the color? Because she can see. Hallelujah. Because she can see. Now, what if I tell you that what I'm wearing is black? What would you say? You will say, I'm colorblind. Glory to God. You will not agree. Because what you see, you don't doubt. Glory to Jesus Christ. If you see it, it kills doubt completely. Glory to God. The enemy that you locate is the one that you can dislocate. If you do not know where the enemy is cheating you, there is nothing you can do. And this is why it is vitally important and significant for us as children of God to see beyond our natural sight. Glory to God. Because things don't always things are not what they always look like. I hope I made some sense there. If all the sight that you have is your physical sight, then your vision is impaired.
you are not yet seeing correctly until you can see beyond your physical sight. You don't have the full picture until you see beyond your physical sight. Glory to God. Nothing just happens. Amen. And as the Lord told me at the beginning of the year, I said, I'm giving my people hearing ears and seeing eyes. Can you remember that I said that? Because it is crucial. It is crucial for us as believers to live victoriously in these perilous times that we are in. You have to see beyond what you are seeing physically. Glory to God. There are consequences we suffer when we cannot see beyond our natural sight. The Bible says, when a thief is caught, you have to know who the thief is. Hello? When a thief is caught, you have to know who the thief is. When a thief is caught, he shall restore sevenfold that which he has taken. So restoration will not come until you can locate the thief. If it is your slothfulness and laziness that is stealing for you, you need to see it. Glory to God. You need to see it. There was a time that, you know, a sister was having issues with her husband. And on a Sunday, we expected to see her in church and she wasn't. And somebody came from their home to bring the news that she had been locked in, windows locked, doors locked, in the house all by herself. And her husband locked her in. That she wouldn't go anywhere. And I remember after the service, of course, the women rose up. Let's pray, let's pray. And as we held hand to pray, the Holy Spirit was asking me, my spirit, what are you praying about? What do you know about this situation? What do you see? But we kept praying based on our feelings and emotions as at that time. How can he do such a thing? Father, in the name of Jesus. We prayed some prayer that day. I didn't pray. Not that I didn't want to pray. Nothing just came out of my mouth. But I held hands with my sisters. After we finished the prayer, I was so disturbed in my spirit. Disturbed that she was locked in. And then disturbed that I didn't know what was going on. So I went to prayer. From today, as you pick the Bible, it will come alive to you. Yeah. As you read the scriptures, it will come alive to you. Yeah. Open my eyes, Lord, that I may behold wondrous things in thy law. As I prayed, the Holy Spirit said, pick your Bible. I picked my Bible. A scripture jumped out of that Bible. And what was the scripture? If your way pleases the Lord, even your enemies will be at peace with you. Glory to God. When I heard that,
I knew the prayer we prayed in church that day was amiss. Because God showed me the foundation of the problem. You know, it's easy to see physically and judge emotionally. Glory to God. But God sees beyond what we see with our natural eyes. So he said, lay the axe to the root. Otherwise, glory to God. And I remember I called the lady the next day to see me in the house and had a counseling session. And everything came out. And God opened our eyes to see. Nobody is totally good and nobody is absolutely bad. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. May you receive total sight today. Amen. And see beyond that which is natural. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you truly want to seek the truth, you have to see beyond the ordinary. And that's why God gave us His Spirit. So that He can help us and aid us, illuminating us on the inside. Spiritual insight or divine illumination is the ability to see beyond the natural. And it is an avenue for divine direction. God can lead you by what He shows you. You know, before, you know, just like many of us, you read the scriptures, but then there is a way to read the scriptures. There is a way to read the scriptures. When I read Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 2, I mean, I'm sure you're all very familiar with the scripture. He said, I set myself upon the watch. Hello? That I may see what He will say to me. And you know, actually, I used to brush over it. My translation of that scripture and my understanding at that time was that, okay, I stay upon my watch that I will hear. But the Bible didn't say that I will hear. It said that I will see. So it's possible to see what He's saying. Hallelujah. I stay upon my watch that I may see what He says to me. So that when you pick the Bible, you are reading the scriptures, you can see what He's saying to you. I wish somebody would catch this today. You are sick. You pick healing scriptures. You can see from the scripture. You see yourself healed. As a lame person, you pick the scriptures. You see yourself walking. As a poor person, you see yourself rich. Can you see what He's saying? The reason why many of us, you know, we become entrenched in confusion and so much frustration and disappointment is because we are yet to see
what he's saying. You are reading the scripture, but you cannot see yourself in the scripture. The day you see what he says is your day of deliverance, is your day of victory. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I said glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I remember as a young Christian, I was reading the Bible. You see, this is why, as a Christian, what will you be doing without having a manual? I think I've preached a sermon here before about the importance of a manual to a product that you buy. The Bible is our manual. Hello? If you do not know or follow the directions of the manual, you will malfunction. Just like your iron or your microwave will malfunction because you do not read the manual. Come on, tell your neighbor, read the Bible. Search. Search for light. The entrance of his word does what? Bringeth light. It brings illumination to the ignorant. So whatever you are ignorant of, when you pray and said, Holy Spirit, the GPS, navigate the journey to me and help me to search the solution to my problem and the answer to my question. He does so. And then you will see what he's saying to you in your situation and in your circumstance. Can I hear a big amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. As a young Christian, I picked the Bible searching. I kept searching. And one day, I read the story of a woman. Now, her issue was not even my issue. But what connects me with her, with her story, was that we both had issues. Your issue may be different from my issue. But as long as you have issue and I have issue, we are people with issues. Glory to God. And I read the story of this woman with the issue of blood. My issue was not issue of blood, but it was an issue. I read that scripture. My God in Zion. I've never had such an experience before. The word came alive in me. I knew that day was my day of deliverance. I jumped up because the scripture jumped out of the pages. I saw myself free. Glory to God. I saw the chains broken. I saw the bars of iron loose. I saw myself like I'm seeing you right now. I could not even contain it. I took the keys of my car. That same evening, I drove to my friend's house. That's our pastor's sister. I drove to her house. I picked my Bible. I said, I have seen the answer. Glory to God. I mean, whether she understood what I was saying or not, it didn't matter. Because you see, when God does something for you, not everybody will understand where you are coming from. But it doesn't really matter. If you and the Holy Ghost understand, that is okay. For one with God is majority. Now that's okay. Hallelujah. And whatever that you see, you will become. So, my goodness. I was so happy. I said, devil, where are you? Otan, lo tan fun eleni. I am free. Glory to God. May you see from today the answer to the question you've been asking.
Amen.
The solution to the problem that has plagued your life. In the name of Jesus. I made up my mind. I refuse to be walking. I mean, you think that it is those people who have a cane that they are using to bang the floor. to know the direction that they should go. You think they are the only ones that are blind? Did you hear what we read in Revelation chapter 3? The Bible says you are rich, but you are still a blind man. You are good, but you are still a blind man. You've got everything that you need, but you are still blind. Hey! There are many blind people in the kingdom. And it is time for their eyes to be open. It is time for their sight to be restored. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Another testimony, Pastor Oyemi, I remember, and I think Sister Bose accompanied me to Ghana. I was invited to preach at a women's conference, and I had made my plans. Hello? You know, man makes his own plans, but God directs his paths. We made our own plans. I have an uncle there. He has a 7-bedroom house. We will stay there. I was so sure. Hello? By my natural sight. Except that when we called, they said the man has traveled to London. He has locked up his house and gone to stay with his children for about 6 weeks. And I think we had that news probably a day before we were to travel to Ghana. Pastor Yemi came to me. I am Bateke. Just like Elisha's servant in 2 Kings chapter 6 came to Elisha. She came to me and said, Mommy, then what are we going to do? Where are we going to stay? That was her question. Where are we going to stay? Because our hosts have said they cannot provide accommodation for us. Now, of course, to a lot of people, probably some preachers, that's the end. They won't even go. If you can't provide, that's it. But a month before then, in the place of prayer that I separated myself from the family and got somewhere to pray for 3 days, and I read a story in the book of Acts of how the people of Macedonia called upon Apostle Paul for help. And it came alive. And a month later, somebody came from Ghana and said, Madam, your anointing, we need it. Please come. And immediately I remembered what the Lord said. Hallelujah. Remember, Paul said, I saw it in a vision. I saw myself and I saw the people of Macedonia asking me to come and help them. He saw it. So if somebody came and said, Paul, you are going to Macedonia, will he deny? No, because you can't doubt what you saw. I replied her. I said, if we have to sleep under the bridge in Ghana, we will sleep there. God is the one that is sending us there. Somehow, God will take care of us. And that's exactly what God did. And you saw how we were protected, how we were provided for. Glory to God. As Pastor Yemi. We stayed in the guest apartment in their bishop's house. In fact, they said they don't use the place normally. They went to buy mattress, brand new mattresses for us. They put fridge, put television, put everything there to stay. And they provided food for us to eat. Glory to God. When God sends you, when you see and you walk on the path of what you have seen, that path will have no choice but to drop fatness for you. Glory to God. The first night I prayed, the night before the first day I will minister, I saw the service. I saw it. I've not been to the auditorium until then. I saw it. I saw myself making altar call. I saw 10 people come out to give their lives to Christ. I got there that Sunday. Remember, the first day was a Sunday. I made an altar call. Now, I didn't even say, oh, the Lord said 10 people are going to give their life. There's no need. I know what I saw. Glory be to Jesus. I made an altar call. Only 10 people came out. For that first day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open your Bible to Jeremiah chapter 1. Are you catching something from this? Because I don't know about you. I want to see. Come on, say this prayer with me. Lord, show me. Are you there? Jeremiah chapter 1. And let's read verses 11 and 12. Can you read for us, Pastor?
Moreover,
yes. The word of the Lord came unto me. Saying,
What seest thou?
And I said, That's it. That's all I want. Jeremiah, what seest thou? What was his answer? I didn't see anything. What did he say? What did Jeremiah say? So he saw something. And after he told God what he saw, God said, you saw right. May you see correctly.
Amen.
May you see clearly.
Amen.
What God sees. How he sees it. In Jesus' name. Because you can see something and not see it how God sees it. Glory to God. He said, thou hast seen well. Now I will hasten my word to perform it. Did you hear that? When you see the way God sees, there's divine speed released. So when you are believing God for something, it looks as if I've been waiting, Lord, 1 year, 2 years. Lord, when is this thing going to happen? He said, I will hasten that word, my word of promise, when you can see the way that I see it. I saw my marriage before I even met the man I married. I saw my marriage. Glory to God. I saw my wedding day. I was not in doubt that I will marry because I had seen the wedding day. What seest thou? Until you see, it can't be performed. Do you get it now? But I have faith. I have. No, your faith should lead you to spiritual insight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Until you see.
Who will say, I have faith, I have this, I have that.
Have you seen? You are closer to your testimony after you see. Glory to God. Because what you see, you will never, never doubt it. You will never. You will not doubt it. And I remember that day, I told you, I was in England, in an auntie's house. It was New Year. It was that midnight that God showed me. He showed me. I saw it. Because I saw it, the next morning, I got downstairs, told everybody in the house. I said, I'm getting married this year. I've not met anybody. When you see, you will declare it confidently and shamelessly. The reason why you have not is because you are yet to see. But from today, by the anointing, every spiritual blindness is destroyed. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me read what one man says, a former president of Apple Computers. In fact, I had to write down the quotation of this man. Powerful. He said, his name is John Sculley. He said, the future belongs to those who see possibilities before they become obvious. I'll say that again. The future belongs to those who see possibilities before they become obvious. Hallelujah. Those who see that pure water inside nylon will sell before it became obvious to everybody else. What's it, Parish? Glory to God. Because they saw something. You move by what you saw. Not by, nobody is doing it. Who cares? Glory to God. Who cares if nobody is doing it? God says I should do it. Nobody ever built an ark the way that, what's his name? Noah built the ark. There has been nothing like that. In fact, the Bible says there had been no rain. But Noah saw something. He built the ark. There was no prototype anywhere. But he built it anyway. And that was what saved him and his family. And every other person perished. Why? Because they could not see beyond the natural. Today, God will elevate you spiritually. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Tell your neighbor, you have to see, you have to see. You have to see, you have to see. You have to see, you have to see your next level before it shows up. You have to see it. Amen. Let's go back to our text. I've got so much to say, but little time to say it. 2 Kings. Chapter 6. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 6. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city. There was a siege. The enemy laid a siege around them. Beloved, if you do not see beyond the natural, how will you know that there is a siege against you? What you cannot locate, you cannot dislocate. And the servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? Are you in that situation right now where you are asking, Lord, what shall I do to bring about a change in my life? What shall I do? What shall I do to turn things around? What shall I do? He's asking, what shall I do, God? Many of us don't even go to that point where you are even asking God. It's like you are looking for your own permutation. What shall we do now? We are under siege. These people are coming. The enemy surrounds us. I can't see my way forward. The guy was disturbed in his spirit and in his soul. But hear what the man of God said. Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray. That was the prayer he prayed for the guy. Hey. Lord, what shall I do? Some of you, if you come now and you say, this is my problem, what shall I do? If I pray for, I say, Father, open eyes or open his eyes that he may see. Say, what kind of prayer is that one? Said to them to bind the devil and to bind and destroy all his work and tell all my enemies to die. They didn't pray that kind of prayer. They said, Lord, open their eyes. Because you first of all have to locate the enemy. Lord, open his eyes that he may see. He said, the reason why you are disturbed, the reason why you are afraid is because you have not yet seen. You are in spiritual blindness. Why? Because Elisha saw the chariots of heaven, chariots of fire that were round about him. So he said, unless you see what I see, I'm not disturbed. You are disturbed because I have divine illumination. You are troubled by spiritual blindness. So you need to see. Because if you see what I see, you'll be comforted. If you see what I see, you'll be at peace. Glory to God. When you see what others cannot see, you will go where others cannot go. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you see that you actually carry God's power on the inside of you, if you see that you are seated in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, how can you see a masquerade and then you'll be running away? Hello? Don't pass that place. They have put a pot in the place. Hello? Do you see the chariots of fire that are round about you? Ah. My ministers are flames of fire. And everything that is contrary to their forward movement will be consumed by that fire. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. A man or a woman of insight will control things rather than things controlling them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, Christians just need to believe. I attended, a nephew's, what do you call it now? Is it mommy more? The smaller introduction. And because of the season we are in, of course, it was made as small as possible. And we all gathered, as my
Elder sisters, please. And as we were to leave, to go and meet the in-laws. So one of my brothers said, Pastor Yinka, please, we can't leave without prayer. So I prayed. My first prayer point was to bind the virus. Hallelujah. And that is it. Bind the virus. How? So I had to pray that prayer first. Nobody is going to contract that thing. In fact, if it touches your body, you will live. The virus must die. We got there, we finished everything we were doing. Apparently, even the bridegroom himself, some days before then had gone to take a test. So, but the result didn't come out. Because the father said if the result came out and it happened to be positive, they would postpone the... But it didn't come out until the day after. Hello? Oh, I don't know how to put certain things, in words as to let you know that God is in control. God can never lose control. He's in control. The way of man is not in himself. It is not man that walketh to direct his own steps. The thing came out after. Why didn't it come out before? It came out after, and it was positive. Even the boy said he's been having some symptoms. So it was, who sat next to him? Who are the people on the table? Everybody go into isolation. I said, which isolate? When one of my brothers called me, I said, do you remember the first prayer point we prayed? Is that none of us is going to catch this thing? You think God is joking? Oh, you didn't believe the prayer. I said, I believed it. I believed it. And nothing is going to happen to anyone that attended that thing. We would. All the wise people that came from America, everybody went to go and do tests. They did all their tests. Everything was negative. Everybody, there was nothing. There was nothing. But the devil has all sorts of scare tactics. Hallelujah. All sorts of scare tactics. What you believe, you will become. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's because you still don't believe. Hello? I said it before. I said, if you see us wearing masks, it's not because we think that our God has lost his power to heal. That is not the reason. Jesus says, I submit myself to John the Baptist. Why? That I may fulfill all righteousness. It's not because of anything. The Bible says, obey those that he has put in authority over you. He said, I put them there. So when government said, this is the regulation, I was thinking about, I said, how does that stop the power of God? How does that hinder what God is doing? Some people will say, God did not create me that I should cover my face. I said, what's that? If somebody chooses to cover their body from face to down, what about all those our sisters over there who cover everything? Are they in sin? Because they cover it. Why don't you start running? After all, God created you naked. Why don't you start running on the street naked? Whether they won't take you to Aru. Hello? Jesus said, Father, I thank you. I always thank you. He said, but I'm doing this one so that because of them. Not because I have no understanding of what your power can do, but for their sake. Glory be to Jesus.
Paul says, I'll be all things to all men that I may win them to Christ. Well, what's that? And so they say, oh, they are closing all the churches. The Bible says we shall lay hands on the sick and they recover. You think you can put the Holy Ghost in a box? People receive healing through television. Are you following me, people of God? Why are we castigating ourselves, devouring one another over things that do not matter to the move of God? Glory to God. They are not asking you to steal. Nobody's asking you to kill. Because they say, put cloth on your mouth. That's a problem. It's against your religion. No wonder. You are religious. You are not spiritual. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If somebody really needs help and comes into this place, somebody who doesn't know God, who doesn't believe in God, and needs help and say, well, there's a church there, maybe today I can receive something from there. And he sees all of you not going, no PPE, nothing, nothing. Now, you first of all create fear in the person. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time to play with you this morning. Hello? Like I once asked a brother who the sister was asking, where is your wife on a Sunday evening? He said, oh, she has gone to a house fellowship. He said, but you say you are coming from house fellowship. So why did you come together? I said, we attend different ones. I said, from the same house, you go to different places. House fellowship. What is that? He said, the women attend their own. The men attend their own. I said, what? I was a very young Christian then. I said, please, educate me because I don't understand this. He said, you see, as at that time, the spirit of lust, you know, was running rampage within the church. So they told the men to sit on one side and all the women to sit on the other side. A physical solution to a spiritual problem, it can't happen. You know that one. You think by separating husband and wife, that's what is going to cause the spirit of lust to be destroyed? Is that what? What did the Bible say? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 5. The weapons of our warfare are what? Are they carnal? No, but they are mighty in God. To do what? To pull down strongholds. You can't pull down strongholds of spiritual attack with natural system. It's not possible. I now ask the brother. I said, so if a man is swimming right now and is drowning in the ocean, and a woman is there who did not cover her head, but she's a fantastic swimmer, you will not receive help. You will not say, save me, bring your hand. You say, I can't bring my hand. Your head is not covered. You will drown and die. Hello. May God deliver us from spiritual blindness. It's a major challenge in the church of the living God. And it's because we will not give ourselves, we are not searching. What should I do? Maybe I'll have to continue this on Wednesday. How many of you watch online Wednesday service? Only 20 people. What happened? You are not aware that our Wednesday services have now resumed online. We stream online Wednesdays, 6 p.m. So please note that. Hallelujah. I've got to stop there because this Sunday is our anointing Sunday. And I'm believing God that today, as you receive that anointing oil, every spiritual blindness will disappear. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. Just take a moment and thank God for what you have heard today, because I know God has spoken to someone here today. God spoke to you. The reason why you are still wallowing in soul confusion and on the same spot is because you are not seeing beyond the natural. It's time for you to see into the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see. I want to see as you see, Lord. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your two hands to God. Ask the Lord to open. Open your eyes. Beloved, pray it intensely. I say, Father, open my eyes. Enough is enough. Wherever the devil has been stealing from you, diverting your blessings, you must see. You have to see. You must see. I stay upon my watch that I may see what he will say. Father, I want to see. Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Show me, Lord, what I need to know. Let me see. Open my eyes, the eyes of thy spirit, to behold what you are showing me. Shadabayadaba. Lekerebo soto kuri abashi.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Amen. Beloved, by the anointing, I decree and declare that this oil has become a holy anointing oil. In the name of Jesus. And by this anointing today, beloved, expect a supernatural breakthrough. By this anointing today, expect the destruction of spiritual blindness. By this anointing today, expect clarity of purpose, clarity of vision, clarity of strategies. In the mighty name of Jesus, expect divine speed. Expect to locate the enemy. Expect to locate the source of your problems, the source of your challenge, the source of your struggles. In the name of the Lord Jesus, expect liberation from every oppression. Expect liberation from every bondage of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Expect restoration and recoveries of all that is missing. All that the devil stole from you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For when the thief is caught, he shall restore that which he has stolen sevenfold. Expect a sevenfold restoration by this anointing today.
in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, let the yoke of blindness, impaired vision, be destroyed now out of every life under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be restoration, total restoration of their sight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that you will anoint thy eyes, as the book of Revelation said in Revelation 3. Anoint your eyes that you may see. Father, as their eyes are anointed today, cause them to see what they need to see, how they need to see it, for as long as they need to see it, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the anointing, receive today divine insight. Receive your sight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So shall it be for you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Beloved, let's come forward. You touch the anointing oil. When you get back to your seat, rub it to your two hands and place it over your eyes. Hallelujah. Place it and place your hands over it. Don't remove your hands, because we are going to make some declarations right now. From today, you must see beyond the natural. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Our time is gone. By this anointing, I will no longer be robbed of my vision. Never again. Every covering cast, dark clouds covering my vision, be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. From today, I shall begin to see accurately as God wants me to see in the name of Jesus. The siege of spiritual blindness is over in my life in the name of Jesus. Whatever blessing that I have lost to spiritual blindness, today I recover all. Today, I recover all. Today, I recover all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, I see you enjoying uncommon favor this month. By the reason of divine illumination, I see you enjoying uncommon favor. Favor of God. Favor from all men. Goodwill from all men is coming your way this month. I declare this month your month of uncommon favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I see you raised above terror. I see you blessed beyond the curse. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I see your pain turn to gain. I see your stress turn to rest. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every darkness in your life, I see it give way to the light of God. Receive that light in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says that the word of the Lord is lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Receive divine illumination. As you read the word of God, receive divine illumination by the power of the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to thank the Lord. From today, you will see brighter. You will see faster. As you see brighter, you receive faster. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray over your life that this week shall abundantly satisfy you with the fatness of the house of God. It will make you drink. The Lord will make you drink of the rivers of his pleasures in the mighty name of Jesus. I call it dawn in your life by the faith of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your two hands and give thanks to the Most High God. Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. Thank him because you can see. The blind man said, all I know is that before I was blind, but now I can see. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Your vision shall no longer be impaired. Now you walk in clarity of vision, clarity of purpose, and clarity of strategies that will take you beyond the level that you are in accomplishments. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, we give thanks. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. If you believe that this word in your life, it will turn to testimonies. It will turn to praise reports. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.